Ruddle stretched out in the stern and waved.
Goodbye, old frog frightener. Hope your mountain doesn't crack down the middle when you look at it. What do you say, nasty nose?
Fulrig flicked streamwater at the badger.
Right, me old bulge belly. At least I won't have to wake up and think I'm having nightmares when I see your great big badger butterbant staring at me. Take care of yourself, because no beast else will. You're not pretty enough.
Scarlath and Sunflash stood on the shore, waving as the log boats loaded with gowsum disappeared around the broad stream bend, with the shrews paddling and chanting. Sounds died off into the far shady reaches of the broad stream. Sunflash turned to Scarlath as he set off, saying,
"Straight south to the end of autumn. I dreamed it last night. But what of you, my hawk? Have you no affairs of your own to fly off to and attend?"
The kestrel circled his companion's head.
"I'll stay with you for a score and a half days, until you reach your dream mountain. Then I'll fly off and see to my own business."
Sunflash tried to focus on Scarlath, as he swooped and wheeled.
"How do you know it's a score and a half days away?"
Dipping low, the kestrel brushed the gold-striped head with his wings and flew off high, calling.
"Because I've flown south until I saw it rearing to the sky. Go now, see for yourself, Badger Lord of Salamandastron."
The autumn was, if anything, as warm as the summer. Sunflash travelled the shores, moving south. He saw little of Scarlath during this time, but he knew his friend was not far off, watching, ever watching. Misty mornings dissolved into golden noontides and crimson sunsets, and the big badger found peace, walking alone, making solitary camp at night, thinking and reflecting on both the past and the future. Often he was visited in dreams by his mother, father and grandsires. They imparted much wisdom to him, as if preparing him for the role he was to play.